in search of camels. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed. Psalm 127, 3-5a. The gift of children. The Bible is clear that children are a gift from God. Having as many as God sends fills our lives with joy. Happy is the man or woman with many children, says the passage in Psalm 127. May our hearts and lives reflect our love for children and the acceptance of this glorious gift from God. May we raise them to follow the Lord and to serve Him. I was a busy homeschooling mom to my 6 children. These thoughts were penned rapidly back in that time amidst the chaos during the year or so after my 4th child was born. The joy of motherhood is evident. Perhaps you will smile as I did while I reread my collection of memories here. It has been more than 40 years since these words were first written. I hope you enjoy them. In search of camels. I don't have much time to write, but I don't want these to be lost. 3-year-old Jim bandages his hurt, broken crayons and wants to know when I'll buy him snow like they are having up north. The flower. He just came to the door, rode up on his tricycle, banged, and handed me a yellow flower, saying very matter-of-factly, "This is for you. I love you," and pedals off with his friend Tim. They have digging to do in the yard and jelly beans to share. I start to say something about dirty hands, but stop. The flower gift is too exquisite to be bothering with talks of hygiene this morning. I love the morning. 10-month-old John nurses and pulls away, smiles, and says hi, and then goes back to nursing. Breakfast time when the girls are in the 1st and 2nd grades is a treat. We make toast with strawberry preserves because Kate and I especially share that private passion. Someday I'll have toast and jam eaten at leisure, I'm sure. I used to long for it. Now I know the day it comes, their childhoods will be over, and I no longer long for time. The rabbit. Kristen made a construction paper Easter rabbit for John's first Easter. Large, laughable, pink and white and wonderful, John shrieks for joy at the first glimpse of it. It hangs on the kitchen wall, awaiting Easter and giving testimony of her love for John. Kate is 8 now. The soul is awakening this spring, and I am so blessed to behold it. I found her weeping at the story of the crucifixion and resurrection. She befriended Mark, a little boy in the slow learners class. She writes poems. I see a part of myself in her. It is a strange and wonderful thing to find a part of yourself growing in another person. A unique, new person, and yet a part of yourself is there. I understand her in a very special way. Kristen told me they read a story about mothers and that the library lady asked questions afterward. She asked who has the best mother, and I raised my hand so fast, Mommy, nobody else even put theirs up yet. I laugh at the things I hear myself saying a lot these days. Yesterday it was, "No, you can't sleep with your caterpillar. Don't do cartwheels in the bathroom." Today, Jim came out of his room from a nap and said, "I think there's a camel in my bedroom." There have been other animals for other nightmares. I say, "No, I don't think so." He eyes me warily. "Don't you even want to check to be sure?" Together we go in search of camels. May the years you walk with your little ones in search of camels be filled with appreciation for the incredible gifts of your children. They were each given to you from God with love.